We just heard what the situation was like on the ground in Culiacan, fighting, ambushes, and cartels outgunning the police. Let's take a step back now and look at the rising violence in Mexico and President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's approach to curbing cartel influence. Deborah Bonello is a security analyst and reporter in Mexico City. She's reported extensively from Sinaloa. Deborah says the incident yesterday raises serious questions about the state's capacity to respond to cartel violence.
12 years into a government crackdown on organized crime, the military patrolling in what is the heartland of the Sinaloa cartel, why are they not equipped to repel that kind of firepower? We've long known how the cartels are armed and what they're armed with. The military and the National Guard should be equipped to repel that kind of firepower.
So, I mean, what we saw is the police releasing a dangerous player in the cartels. What does that tell us about President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's progress on dealing with corruption in the police force?
President Andrés Manuel has been completely inconsistent on this issue. You know, he came into power saying he wants to improve Mexico's security using hugs, not guns. But then he also created yet another militarized security force called the National Guard that was supposed to replace corrupt law enforcement officials from the previous administration and deal with the drug trafficking issue. That security force has since been dispersed to mop up Mexico's immigration disaster, which there's no time to go into now. He also said in the early months of his administration that the drug war was over, that Mexico was not interested in capturing kingpins. They wanted to improve the root causes of poverty and, you know, the socio-economic factors that drive young men and women to work for the cartels, you know, by handing out stipends and grants and improving education. They have launched some programs targeting vulnerable youth, there's no doubt. But he has been completely inconsistent on this issue. I'm just not sure that everyone's figured out exactly what his strategy is against the cartels, because the kind of confrontation that we saw yesterday is exactly the sort of thing that he said wasn't going to happen anymore when he came into power. You know, again, it's just kind of more confusing moves from a president who just doesn't really seem to understand how to govern.
Violence is on the rise in Mexico. Murder rates hit a new record this year. So would you characterize the violence in Culiacan, what happened yesterday, as a flare-up or a turning point in terms of rising cartel strength and influence?
Last week, 14 municipal policemen were ambushed and shot dead in the southern state of Michoacán. A further 20 people, more or less, were killed in a violent altercation in the southern state of Guerrero. The violence here is higher than it's been in Mexico's modern history. And yet, AMLO is making declarations about how Mexico is reaching an inflection point where things are starting to die down. I just don't see the evidence for that. And I don't think anybody else does either. I think what we're seeing are worrying signs of how organized crime in Mexico is becoming a parallel government where they set the rules. This conflict is rolling. And until Americans stop wanting to take cocaine and meth and, heroin and fentanyl, this will continue.
Finally, Deb, what has been the net effect of all the violence on AMLO's popularity, like today?
Impunity is kind of above 90%. So all people who are murdered or disappeared, you know, are often never found. Those cases very rarely go to trial. Faith and confidence in Mexicans, in their police and even their army has slowly eroded over the years. People are resigned to having to pay extortion to do business. People live in fear of local government officials as well as local organized crime bosses, because it's they who decide how things are going to be. You know, they are the law. And I think resistance is kind of futile. You know, the whole point of the use of this kind of violence, it's a terror tactic. You are not going to stand up against a body of power that you know can kill you, burn down your stall, kidnap your daughter. I mean, who would go into bat against that?
Security analyst and reporter Deborah Bonello speaking with us from Mexico City. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Marco. Good talking to you.